All right, everyone, with not... Oh, excuse me. I got this mic turned around. Sorry, I've been doing some things tonight. Anyway, it is about the last few days of Waifu Month, and... Well, we were going to do something else, but I'll basically make a video on that later, and things are going to kind of revert back to normal. We're still going to do these kind of games. It's just going to be spread out a little more. Okay, so anyway, let's go ahead and get through as much discipline as we can over the next 2 days. That's the goal, to get through as much discipline as possible. I was preoccupied today, but I shouldn't be tomorrow. So even though it's comics day, we will try to go ahead and go through those real quick and then get back to discipline. So let's go ahead and get started. And so our short break comes to an end. We begin to study for the exams again. Okay, you got them all right. Ugh, I'm tired. I think we've covered everything that's going to be on the test. You should be able to get the average scores so long as you don't get amnesia. She seems satisfied and begins to clear the books on the desk. I look at the clock. It's almost 6 p.m. We finally got through two subjects. We're not even halfway finished. Let's take a break until we're done with dinner. I'm going to go make dinner, so you get some rest before our evening study session. You don't have to tell me. Okay, I'm gonna go make dinner then. Otokawa leaves the room to go to the dining room. I can't believe I still have to study tonight. I'm exhausted, but I'm resolved to make it. It's tough for Otokawa today. It's tough for Otokawa, too. She's working hard to teach me, and on top of it, she's gonna go make dinner for everyone. When I think of it that way, I don't have anything to complain about, especially because I've been slacking off. I have to get good results for Otokawa's efforts, too. Okay, I'm going to do it. Let's eat! Nonomiya's voice signals me to begin eating. Everyone is eating dinner like normal. I'm the only one who is exhausted. I somehow managed to get my mental alertness back, but I'm physically exhausted from studying all day. It's not good to do so much of something you aren't used to. Takun, you look tired. You look all worn out from one day of studying. It's because you're doing something you aren't used to. I'm fine, and I can still do more. Ha ha ha. I force a smile and eat my dinner mechanically. My head is starting to feel fuzzy. Maybe I'm getting feverish. Hang in there. You still have another day left. You can't go down till the test is over. No. When the test is over, we have to start training for the game. You can't go down on us till that's over. All I can do is laugh. I might just die. We're gonna do literature tonight. It's the last subject of the day, so give it your all. After dinner and a short break, we go back to Otokawa's room. She begins the lesson right away.
Hi.
Yes. You can rest once you're finished with this. So concentrate. Put another way, you can't go to sleep until you finish this, so we're going to get through this without any breaks.
Hi.
Okay. I answer her mechanically and look through the notes she has laid out in front of me. Hey, your eyes look dead. Is it really sinking in? I'm fine, I'm listening.
今日3教科やっておけば、明日は2教科だけだから、ぐっと楽になるんだから。
Just a little more, so hang in there. If we get through 3 subjects today, you only have to do 2 tomorrow, so it'll be much easier.
わかってるって。
I know. I get myself motivated again thanks to Otokawa's encouragement and begin to work on the questions that Otokawa has given me.
できたよ。
I'm finished. After answering a few pages of questions, I hand Otokawa the sheets, exhausted.
どれ?
Let's see. Otokawa is starting to look a bit tired, too. She looks over them. Jeez, there are quite a few that are wrong. Are you having trouble concentrating? I'm not sure. I try to sound alert, but my mind is not working very well. Compared to when we started, I'm not doing as well. Okay, we're going to start from the beginning. Okay.I get re-motivated and start to study again. I have a feeling it's going to be a late night. If I don't regain my concentration, I'm not going to get much sleep.
What?
I'm finished. I answer the last question and hand it to Otokawa and fall over. How many hours has it been since we first started? The clock says it's almost midnight.
Hi, お疲れさん. 全問正解よ。よく頑張ったわね。
Good work, you got them all right. Well done.
まあ、同じ問題ばかり5回もやってれば、これくらい当然だけどね。
But you should get them all right. You've had the same questions 5 times. I only half listened to Otokawa. I'm happy that we're finally finished. I'm so tired that if I close my eyes, I'll fall asleep instantly.
もう、ダメ。
I'm done.
いいわよ。もう終わったんだから、ゆっくり寝てくれて。
It's okay, we're finished, so go to sleep.
明日も今日以上に頑張ってもらわなきゃいけないんだから、今日はすぐにでも寝た方がいいわ。
You have to work even harder tomorrow, so you should go straight to bed.、
ね、ちゃんと聞いてるの?
Hey, are you listening to me?
ちょっと、何そんなところで寝てるのよ。すぐって言ったって、そんなところで寝られたら私が困るでしょ?
Hey, you can't sleep there.
自分の部屋で寝なさいってば。
I know I said right away, but you can't sleep there. Go back to your own room and sleep.
こら、聞いてるの?ダメだって言ってるでしょ?
Hey, are you listening? I said you can't sleep here. Slap, slap, slap. Otokawa slaps my face. Ouch.
痛い。
ほら、しっかりして。
Come on, get up. She forces me to my feet and pushes me out of her room. Click.
おやすみ。
Good night.
そんなんじゃ、お風呂に入ったらまた溺れるわよ。
You're gonna drown again if you take a bath in that state.
大丈夫、大丈夫。
I'm fine, I'm fine. I fight off my sleep and stumble out of Otokawa's room. I don't know how I did it, but I find myself back in my room having bathed. I'm not fully conscious, there are parts of my memory that seem to be missing. I yawn and get into bed. I'm so tired, I think I can sleep through Canada's noise. I have to start studying again in the morning. I have to rest up. Good night. I turn out the lights and close my eyes. I fall into a deep sleep within 10 seconds. 8th day, Sunday. Whoops.Well, I'll figure that out later. I quiet the annoying alarm clock and get out of bed slowly. I yawn a big yawn and stretch as hard as I can. I slept plenty, but I still feel tired. For anybody that wanted to know, I was transferring some files and I guess using, open...whatever the program. Using this program causes so much strain on my rig that it can't transfer. I don't know. It's weird. I'll work with it. It's because my brain isn't used to being worked so hard. Are you awake? Otokawa opens the door and comes in. Somewhat.Now I don't have to wake you up. Well, hurry up and go have breakfast so we can start studying. I'll go right away. Hurry! Another day in hell is about to begin. I'm filled with dread, but I somehow drag myself out of bed and change into my clothes. Good morning! I change my clothes, wash my face, and go to the dining room. You look tired. The thought of studying all day again makes me tired. I rub my tired eyes and continue with breakfast. Hang in there, it's just one more day. We'll bring you tea again today. No, don't worry about it. You just want to bother us anyway. She wouldn't do anything like that out of kindness anyway. You don't feel bad about it. Shouldn't you be studying instead of worrying about other people? I don't have to do that. If you do a little bit all the time, you don't have to work so hard. She does not look like the type to do a little at a time. Shouldn't you be the one worrying about yourself instead of others? You know I'm on your side, she says and smiles and looks at me indecently. You don't mean that. I ignore her and continue eating. After breakfast, I'm holed up in Otakawa's room again. The lesson begins. First, let's test you to see the results of yesterday's studying. Otakawa puts math, history, and literature questions in front of me. Okay, do these. You have 1 hour. Do you think I forgot it all? Just to see. Go on, finish this up so we can move on. Okay, they're from yesterday, so they'll be easy. This is going to be a breeze. I take the questions and go through them. Okay, that's it. I put my pen down when she says that. I looked over it all twice, so I think it should be perfect. That's some confidence. Then let me take a look at that perfect answer sheet of yours. Otakawa takes the 3 sheets of questions and goes through them. Wow, pretty good. You're well above the passing line. Otakawa finishes correcting the answer sheet and looks at me, impressed. I think you'll remember everything till tomorrow. She made me memorize it so thoroughly, I'm not gonna forget it in 1 or 2 days. Do you feel more assured? How can I feel assured? It's not like the same questions are gonna be on the test. I will only feel assured when the test is over. Otakawa laughs at my comment and begins to prepare for the next lesson. Our first subject today is science. Let's get working. Science texts and notes are spread out on the desk. This time the test will be on biology. Your best bet is to memorize. Answer these questions. You can look at the notes. Easy. I answer a few pages of questions as I'm told, and then I answer a few pages of similar questions without any notes. Otakawa explains the ones that I keep getting wrong, and gradually I learn the information that will be covered on the test. I did it. I'm sure I'll be fine. I hand the answer sheet over to Otakawa. I've answered these questions at least 3 times. Okay, you passed. Otakawa returns the corrected sheet to me and sighs. Otakawa must be getting tired, too. I don't blame her. She has a lot of other responsibilities. Now we're finished with science. The only thing left is English.
後の難関の英語に取り掛かる前に昼食をとって午後に備えましょう。
Let's have lunch before we tackle the last subject. English, my favorite subject, of course. I look at the clock. It's noon.
じゃあ、私は昼食の用意があるから先に行ってるわね。
I'm gonna go make lunch. I'll see you down there. Let's try that one again. I'm gonna go make lunch. I'll see you down there.Odakawa gets up and leaves the room quickly to go make lunch. One more and then we're finished. I'm already exhausted, but knowing that we only have one more subject to go gives me the energy to keep going. I can't believe I made it. I feel like I'm studying an entire semester's worth in 2 days. I feel like I'm getting caught up with everyone else. It's all thanks to Odakawa.
いただきます。
Looks good!I pick up my chopsticks and eat my lunch. Man, I'd be there all day. Yes, I have tried doing the chopsticks thing. It is not easy for Westerners. It is very difficult. It takes a lot more patience. Like, you might be able to get a few pieces of rice. Like, I'd probably starve, no lie. Like, I need a fork or a spoon, please.You look better than you did this morning. Miyagishi watches me eat my small portion of lunch and comments. After the next subject, we'll be finished with this horrible study session. Just thinking about that gives me energy. Huh, you're almost done.I wanted to see your fit. Let's try that one again. Damn, I can't believe I skipped that line. This is boring. I wanted to see your face twisted with despair. They look bored. They're so nasty. They're enjoying my suffering. Since you're almost done, I'll make sure your afternoon tea is fantastic. Yeah, me too.Don't bother, you don't have to do that. We're being nice, we want to help too. If you're trying to be nice, then don't bother us. When have we bothered you? You're mean, you think we're a bother.I bet they want to be left alone. I bet they're not even studying and they're doing something else. Yuck, I can't believe they're doing some icky studying of this hole or that hole. Slam! Odakawa's been quiet, but now she pounds the table hard.Everyone sits up. Will you please not talk like this during meals? Miyagishi nods her head. I think we got carried away. After that, everyone eats their lunches in silence. After lunch, Odakawa and I return to our room and begin studying right away.We're finally on our last subject. When we're finished, I'll finally be freed. I'm looking forward to this. I get myself motivated and gear up my brain. This last subject is English, your worst subject. Give it your all. And you can't just memorize it. You need to understand it to a degree.Don't worry, I got through math. English will be a breeze. I smile and say to Odakawa to show her I'm not worried. Then let's begin. First, you'll have to memorize the vocabulary and grammar that will be covered on the test. Odakawa uses the books and notes to explain things to me. She starts with the easier stuff. Okay, do you understand? Sort of. Sort of isn't good enough. Just listening isn't going to work. Translate from page 24 to 26. You can use the dictionary. The whole thing? No complaining. The best way to do this is to use the dictionary and translate. If you do it yourself, you're more likely to remember. I'm gonna have you translate the pages covered on the test at least 2 times. That's a lot. Stop complaining and start translating. Go on. Odakawa pushes me. I begin to translate. It's tedious. I'm spending more time looking things up in the dictionary than writing. It takes a long time to translate even 1 line. It's gonna be a lot of work to translate 3 pages. I'm finally halfway done. I get halfway through the material and sigh. I can't believe I'm only halfway finished, but I'm starting to get the hang of it. Now if I can only go faster, I might be able to finish pretty quickly. I look at the clock. It's 3 o'clock. This is about the time they came and bothered us yesterday. I bet they'll come again today. No resting. Finish up. Alright. There's a choice. So I've got to go look at it. Nope, that's the wrong one. I will find it. Don't worry. There it is. Okay, so what am I supposed to do here? Alright. Very important that you use keep studying. This affects whether or not you get the true ending to the game. I never mind about them and continue to study. We can just kick them out and maybe they won't even come. Less than 5 minutes go by when I hear them coming up the stairs. They get to the door and knock.
Nare?
Who is it?
Hi.
Hi, it's time for afternoon tea. Are you working hard, Takun? Here they are. They bounce into the room. I look at them with dread. You must be tired from studying all day. You both need to take a little break. Nonomiya has a tray with tea and cake on it, like yesterday. And like yesterday, there's only tea for Odakawa, and the strawberries are missing from my cake. There are no strawberries! Again. I don't know anything. Nonomiya is smiling. There's whipped cream on her lips. Again. This is for you, Hayami-kun. Miyagishi pulls out the same energy drink as yesterday and sets it in front of me. It says Energy A on the label. It's stronger, so it'll work well. Miyagishi says with a smutty smile on her face. If you're done, would you mind leaving? You're so cold, we're doing this out of the kindness of our hearts. Kindness my butt, I'm afraid of what's going to happen. Come on, Nonomi. Apparently we're bothering them, so let's go. Smile. The two of them leave the room. Good luck to the both of you. Get to work. Slam. They left so quickly. There's something creepy about that. I was sure they were going to do something disruptive. Were they really just being nice? No, not them. Why don't we take a break then? Okay. I agree with Odakawa. I reach for the snack they brought us. Odakawa puts a piece of cake in her mouth and stirs her tea with a spoon and drinks it delicately. I put some strawberry-less strawberry shortcake in my mouth and wash it down with the energy drink. It's not called A for nothing. The moment I drink it, my body feels like it's on fire. I finish it all and go back to studying. Now that we've taken a break, let's just get this over with in one go. I know. That drink made me feel energized, so I'll get it done quickly. Hearing that makes me feel energized. Maybe we'll finish ahead of schedule. I forget my fatigue and smile. I speed and work through our scheduled topics. I don't know how much time has passed. My body feels weird. Ever since our break, my body is beginning to feel restless. At first, I think it's the energy drink, but the effects are too strong. At first, I was happy about the surge of energy, but now this boost of energy is going in a different direction. I'm starting to lose concentration. One reason is my crotch, which has started to ache. It's been throbbing, and so hard it's about to burst. It'd be more accurate to say that my sex drive has gotten a boost. I can't study like this. Something's not right. Let's analyze this. It all started right after our break. In other words, right after they had the stuff they brought us. The cause becomes blaringly obvious. I'm sure they put something in either the cake or the drinks. I'm sure of it. Damn, they got us, but why would they do this? I try to ignore the throbbing in my crotch. I stop and look at Odakawa. If she realizes what's going on with me, she will get the wrong idea. I look at Odakawa. There's something not right with her either. Her cheeks are flushed and she looks feverish. She's panting and breathing roughly. She's writhing uncomfortably. She twitches every now and then. Wait, did they put the same thing in her stuff too? I can see that she's not behaving normally. If I don't do something about this, I can't study. Are you okay? You look like you're in discomfort. I go for it and then ask Odakawa. Huh? What? I'm fine. It's nothing. Odakawa regains her composure and answers me, but she does not look like her usual self. But because of the state I'm in, I can't really listen that closely. Could she be feeling horny? I can't very well ask her. All I can do is keep my mouth shut and see how things unfold. In the meantime, the effects of the drugs are getting stronger in both of us. My crotch is already in state. My crotch is already in this state. That word is missing. If I let myself go, my hand will go there to bring relief. I fight it. I try to concentrate on the English test in front of me to get it to calm down. But it doesn't seem to be going down at all. I don't even realize that I'm looking at Odakawa's body. All I can think about is what I want to do with her. This is really bad. She must be in the same state as me. Her hand has unconsciously found its way to her crotch and it's going back and forth over her skirt. I'm curious about what's going on with her, but I know what will happen if I ask her. I'm sure she's in the same uncomfortable condition that I'm in. My crotch is getting really big. My pants are totally tight. It's so big it almost hurts. I can't stand up like this. If I stand up now, I won't be able to hide the swelling in my crotch. I don't feel so good, so I'm going to go get some fresh air. Odakawa sounds like she's in pain. She tries to get up, but her legs are weak. Are you okay? I move towards her and put my hand on her shoulder. Twitch. The moment I touch her, Odakawa's body twitches and she lets out a sexy groan. I'm startled by her response and remove my hand immediately. Odakawa falls to the floor. It's as if all the strength in her body has left her. Flop. What's the matter? She has no strength in her body. She leans into the wall, slumped. My body feels strange. Strange? I'm all hot, and it's hard to breathe. I can see Odakawa's big breasts rising and falling with each breath. I bet it would be hard to breathe with a bra on to keep those huge breasts in place. By the way, this is a brilliant CG piece. Let's look at it. I like her little nose. You want me to loosen it? Arakawa continues to breathe roughly. I'm worried, so I make a suggestion. For the record, I don't have a hidden motive. Yeah. I make sure she's okay with it, and I extend my hand towards her chest. Silence. I undo her clothes around her chest. Arakawa watches me in silence. I don't know how far to go. I realize that I've gone too far. Arakawa's shirt is wide open. Her giant breasts and bra are in plain view. This has become a very indecent scene. I don't know where to look. Arakawa doesn't seem to notice one bit. She pants roughly and looks at me with pitiful eyes. It's very sexy. My crotch responds like it never has before. No, I can't stand it if she looks at me like that. Arakawa is not even close to being her ordinarily composed self. Her pheromones scream that she's ready. The usually composed Arakawa is sitting in front of me with her chest out and her panties exposed. Seeing this, my crotch throbs in anticipation of something sexy. I don't think I'll ever get an opportunity like this again. With Arakawa in this state, I'm sure I can do anything and she wouldn't resist. In some ways, this may be my chance. Let's see here. Yeah, you're supposed to do this. In the next instant, I have my face buried in Arakawa's defenseless body. Whoa there, cowboy. I give in to my desires. I let my body do what it wants and run my hands over Arakawa's body. Arakawa, I like you. I say what comes to mind. I caress her body. No, this isn't the time for this. Ah! Arakawa is saying no, but her body isn't resisting. Even her ears are flushed. She answers my caresses with rough breathing. Her response encourages me. I bury my face in her breasts. I run my hands along her thighs and buttocks. Stop! If you touch me like that, hey, I'm gonna get turned on! I don't hear her. I smell her. I'm enjoying the feel of her. No, not there! No! Off! After a while, Arakawa forgets about resisting. She's moaning. Arakawa shows no signs of resistance. I make sure of this and then I take her clothes off. Arakawa realizes this and suddenly becomes stiff and resists. You don't mind if I take your clothes off, do you? I can't stand it anymore. Arakawa goes limp when I say this and gives in shyly. I make sure and then continue to take her clothes off slowly. I take her shirt off first. Then I reach for her skirt. No, no! Arakawa sees what I'm doing and turns even redder. She shakes her head shyly. But when I get to the waist of her skirt, she lifts her hips to help me get it off, contrary to what she's saying. When her skirt is off, I see her clean white panties. I look closely and see the crotch has a wet mark on it. Even Arakawa gets wet. I'm strangely impressed. I begin to take off her last piece of clothing. There we are, Arakawa. When I put my hand on that last piece, she shakes and tenses up. I see this and get excited. I gently take it off. Arakawa has only her underwear and her socks on. She looks like a shy kitten. I've never seen her like this. Her innocence is making me even more excited. She looks like a completely different person. The strong-willed honor student aura is completely gone. She has reverted back to being a weak young girl. Seeing her like this makes me like her even more. Are you cold? I'm fine. I ask her gently. My body is filled with desire for her, but for some reason I'm able to fend that off and calm down. Should we go to the bed? Otokawa nods shyly. As she nods, I put my arms around her hips and back and pick her up. I'm not that much taller than her, but because she's a girl, she's surprisingly light. I carry her to the bed and place her down gently. Are we really going to do it? She looks unsure, then looks at me with big eyes. Coming this far, not doing anything is akin to torture. Besides, my thing is so hard, it's not going to go down on its own. I'm sure it's partly because of the drugs, but because it's Otokawa, I'm even more excited. Regardless of the circumstance, I've never had sex with a girl under normal conditions like this. I've been made to do this numerous times since I got here, but it's been mostly under less than ideal conditions. When I think of it this way, doing it with Otokawa will be like doing it for the first time. Are you afraid? I'm afraid, but I also want to feel good. She answers me, embarrassed. I want to do it so bad I can hardly stand it. My body is aching, it's so strange. This is my first time, Otokawa says and rises. Don't worry, I'm afraid too. I've never done it with someone I like. I tell her honestly. I've done it lots with all kinds of girls, but I've never felt anything more than physical pleasure. But now I feel much more than that with Otokawa. It's okay, so long as it's you. It's not like I haven't fantasized about this. She says and looks away, embarrassed. Otokawa looks so dear to me, I want to hold her. I put my chin against hers. Kiss. She doesn't resist, I go harder and deeper. She pushes her chin against mine. Our tongues become entangled as we check in with each other's feelings. Our saliva co-mingles and we stay locked together for a while and pull away. Well, she does that. She looks at me with dreamy eyes and licks her wet chin with her tongue. I look into her eyes and reach for the white bra that is hiding her plentiful breasts. She quietly raises her back up and I put my hands around her and undo the hook. When the bra loosens, her breasts jiggle and push the bra away. I set it aside and look adoringly at her soft, large breasts. This isn't the second time I'm seeing her breasts. The last time I didn't get a chance to get a good look. I sigh at their size. They look much bigger than when she has clothes on. They're smaller than Himeki's, but they're about the same size as Leona's. I put my hands on her firm breasts and gently massage them as if to check out how they feel. Stop. Don't touch my breasts so much. She seems embarrassed, but every time I massage them, her spine shudders. Her pink nipples are erect. I can't help it. I put my mouth on them. Slurp. Suck. No, if you lick me there. I lick her nipples as I bring my hands towards her last article of clothing, her panties. She's so focused on her breasts, she doesn't realize I'm trying to take them off. I latch my fingers into her panties slowly and slide them down towards her toes. The white panties slide off of her toes and are in my hands. Otokawa finally realizes that she's naked. Well, she still has socks on. Her face turns bright red. No, don't look at me. It's okay. You're beautiful. Otokawa's face turns even brighter red when I say this and her body gets tense. No, I'm dirty. Don't look. Otokawa notices that her crotch is wet. She moves her hips uncomfortably. I don't pay attention and bring my face towards her mound. Wait, what? I bury my face in her crotch and lick her shiny, wet labia.
Dame.
No, don't lick there. It's dirty. Slurp, suck, lick. I don't listen to her trying to stop me. I push my tongue into her crevice to enjoy her. Let's try that one again. I don't listen to her trying to stop me. I push my tongue into her crevice to enjoy her juices more. She's burning hot. With each lick, more nectar comes out. I can't believe you're licking me there. Otokawa is confused by this pleasure she is feeling for the first time, but eventually she's swallowed up by it. I move my tongue and focus on her sensitive parts. Otokawa resisted at first, but she gradually accepts the pleasure. No, I'm losing my mind. I can't think straight. Stop. Stop! Otokawa screams and her body arches. Her legs twitch. She climbs to ecstasy. I see that this is enough and I take my face out of her crotch. I asked you to stop. You're so mean. Otokawa is breathing roughly. She looks at me resentfully. I look back at her with a smile. I get up on the bed with her and look down at her body. I had taken my clothes off while I was eating her. When Otokawa looks up, she sees my naked body. She looks at my crotch. She sees my twitching thing and is surprised. It's the second time she's seeing me naked, but it's her first time seeing a thing in this condition. I get embarrassed and my face turns red as she looks at my thing. My penis has gotten huge. I move the tip closer to her crotch. I'm going to put it in. Otokawa nods her head. I make sure she's okay with it and bring my tip closer to her crevice. I feel that the tip is against her opening and I push my hips forward slowly. The tip of my penis pushes her labia open and my thing slides slowly into her. As my thing goes into her, Otokawa's whole body stiffens as she endures the pain. This being her first time, I'm sure it's extremely painful for her as she is torn. But Otokawa bears it and lets me in. She's plenty wet, so despite it being her first time, my thing goes in easily. Does it hurt? I'm okay. It hurts, but it's nothing I can't stand. Otokawa smiles weakly and says to me, I indulge myself in her generosity and push myself all the way in without stopping. When I'm all the way in, Otokawa shudders and her face twists with pain. At the same time, she squeezes me so hard it hurts. In contrast to Otokawa, that stimulation sends pleasure through my entire body. I'm about to come as it is. That sensation is too strong. And on top of that, my pleasure is increased by being inside of Otokawa. It wouldn't be surprising if I came just by being inside of her. Otokawa and I stay like this for a while. Neither of us can move for a while. Maybe because of the drugs. After a while, the expression of pain starts to fade from Otokawa's face. By that time, I'm getting used to the sensation. Can I move? Yes. I begin to move slowly inside of her. Otokawa shakes as she experiences this sensation for the first time. I'm moving really slowly, but each time I move, I feel huge waves of pleasure. It's really warm and nice inside of you. It's so strange. Ah! I move inside of her and look straight into her eyes. I can't believe she's naked in front of me and that I'm having sex with her. Even just yesterday, I could never have imagined that I would be doing this with her. But the sensation coming from my crotch coupled with the warmth of her body tells me that this is not a dream. I'm being enveloped by a sweetness that I've never experienced during sex. I start to move my hips faster and the pleasure increases. No, your thing is moving inside of me. A sensation of pleasure starts to rise up in Onokawa and her expression changes. Her moans go from those of pain to passion. Ugh, it's hot. It's hot. It's my first time, but it feels so good. It feels good. It feels so good. Otokawa sounds embarrassed, but she starts to accept the feelings that are arising within her. And eventually we become synchronized. We move our hips and share the pleasure. It's good. It's good, Hayami-kun. I can't stand it anymore. I can't, Otokawa. Can I come like this? Yes, okay. Come. I'll accept all of you. Looking at Otokawa's face, I breathe heavily as I'm getting close to climax. Come to think of it, I didn't ejaculate at all yesterday, so I'm very horny. I want to release everything inside Otokawa, so I keep thinking as I thrust my hips. Amazing! I've never felt anything like this. Every time I thrust into Otokawa, her body twitches and she moans from the pleasure that courses through her body. Otokawa's response makes me feel good. It makes me thrust into her harder. Otokawa has forgotten that this is her first time. She uses her hips to gain more pleasure and in doing so stimulates me. As our bodies collide into each other, our bodies become covered with beads of sweat that wet the sheets. I look and see that the sheet under Otokawa's butt has a big wet stain on it from the juices that are coming out of us. I look at Otokawa in this state and I feel so good I can hardly stand it any longer. I can't anymore. I'm going to come. I'm coming, Otokawa. Come, go ahead. Fill me up. Me too. When I hear Otokawa moan, I instantly cross over to my climax. I am swallowed by a wave of ecstasy. I begin to ejaculate into Otokawa's vagina. Squirt, squirt. Otokawa receives that hot fluid into her womb and shakes with her own ecstasy. I feel so good my consciousness starts to fade. I continue to release streams of thick white fluid into Otokawa. It's hot. In my belly, there's so much of you inside me. Squirt, squirt, squirt. I've already released a lot, but I continue to come without stopping. Otokawa is feeling it for the first time. She's completely intoxicated with ecstasy and just accepts everything I release inside her. Glug. After a while, semen noisily overflows from within us. It's coming out. It's full. There's no more room. As Otokawa says this, my ejaculation slows down. Squirt, squirt, squirt. I finish ejaculating, but my penis shows no signs of softening. It's still throbbing and hard inside of her. Even after coming all that much, I still have enough desire to come again. It's not because of the drugs, but because I want to feel Otokawa more. Otokawa is still twitching a little. She lies limply on the bed. Can you take it out? I want to get out to the stuff that's inside me. She looks at my hard penis inside of her and says, no, I'm not letting go yet. I answer Otokawa and begin to thrust my hips into her again. No, wait, we're doing it again? Horikawa breathes heavily. She forgets that she's tired. Her vagina is slimy from the stuff that I release. My penis slides in and out of her. It's gonna come out! It's gonna come out! Horikawa screams as I thrust into her semen-filled thing. I see that every time I move, white fluid comes flying out of her noisily. I don't care about that. I continue to grind into Horikawa. We both just came, so we're both more sensitive. We shudder and twitch as our bodies collide. Wait, if you do it that strongly, I'll come again. Go ahead, come. It feels so good, I'm gonna come in no time at all. I can't believe it. It feels so good. I can't believe I'm doing it with you. It's like a dream. Grind, grind. We've completely forgotten about studying. We're too busy devouring each other's bodies on the bed. Horikawa has lost herself. She's seeking to enhance this pleasure that she's experiencing for the first time. We devour each other's bodies. We both climb to ecstasy together. I can't. Hayami-kun, I'm going to come. I'm going to come! Horikawa screams and opens and closes her mouth and gives herself to her over to her ecstasy, rather. Me too! I'm coming too! Let's come together! Together! Right now! I say to her and speed up. Horikawa follows my lead and grinds her hips rigorously. Oh no! I'm gonna come! I'm gonna pull out and come! Come on me! Cover your body with my... Blah, blah, blah. That would not work. That would not be very good. Okay, let's try that one again. Come on me! Cover my body with your stuff! It actually told me to do that. I pull my penis out of Horikawa's vagina and hang on, even though I feel like I'm gonna explode. I bring it closer to Horikawa's plentiful breasts. Come wherever you want! Horikawa screams and twitches in ecstasy. I'm going to come! I watch Horikawa, who is in ecstasy. I reach my climax and spray my hot semen all over her breasts. Squirt, squirt. It's hot on my breasts. Your stuff is covering my breasts. My semen comes shooting out with incredible force and sprays all over Odakawa's shapely breasts. It's so thick and there's so much, Odakawa's breasts turn white instantly. Every time I ejaculate, a strong sense of pleasure makes my legs shake. I get even more excited seeing Odakawa's breasts covered in my white fluid. It's like my feelings are pushing me to continue to release it all on her breasts. Ah, it's so hot. Look how much there is. There's still more coming out. My breasts are covered with your stuff. Horikawa watches amazed as the white fluid that keeps splattering her breasts. The thick fluid turns even her pink nipples white, drips down her breasts. This smell, it's so strong, I feel like I'm gonna suffocate. Squirt, squirt, glug. I shake and release every last drop onto her breasts. The release finally stops. Damn. After I release it all, Odakawa's breasts are totally white like there's milk all over them. Odakawa doesn't even try to wipe off the white fluid that's all over her breasts. She lies on the bed, exhausted from the pleasure. The white fluid drips off of her breasts and onto the sheets, making a stain. After I release everything, I'm exhausted. I fall on the bed next to her, and I fall asleep next to Odakawa. I have no idea how much time has gone by. I notice Odakawa starting to move around and come back to consciousness. Odakawa moves her head slowly. She slowly comes to and opens her eyes. Huh? Why am I on my bed? Odakawa realizes that she's on her bed and feels around to check out her condition. What? Odakawa realizes something is amiss immediately. What? Why? Why am I sleeping naked? What? Odakawa's gaze stops on her breast. She notices something different and is shocked. What? Her giant breasts looks like they have condensed milk all over them. What? What is this? Ugh, what is the smell? Odakawa touches the white sticky fluid with her hands and furrows her brow with the slimy texture. She sees this. Her grogginess is gone instantly. She panics and looks around. Hayami-kun, you're naked too! Oh my god, what's going on? She sees me lying next to her and becomes even more confused. What happened? Why are you and I on the bed? Naked! Hang on a second, I think I was dreaming until a little while ago. And you and I... What, did all that really happen? Odakawa's face says that it's not so much that she can't believe it, but that she doesn't want to. She looks down at her lower body and her expression changes. What? Wait! What is this? There's something coming out of me! Wait! What is this stuff coming out of me? Odakawa scoops some of the white fluid up with her fingers. She checks out the texture and the smell. Wait, is this... No! When Odakawa realizes what this is, she begins to shake. Her shock changes to anger. So that means this came from... Odakawa's voice is shaking as she turns her gaze towards me. Hey, Hayami-kun, why are you sleeping on my bed? Explain! Odakawa's angry voice terrifies me. I close my eyes and pretend I'm asleep. Odakawa doesn't seem to remember what happened, but I remember it all from start to finish. Why are you pretending to sleep? I can make you sleep forever if you want! Wait, I'm awake! I hurry up and wake up and answer Odakawa. What is the meaning of this? Tell me what happened! Odakawa asks me angrily. I have no choice. I explain briefly what happened from the beginning. As Odakawa listens, her face gets paler and paler. But please, someone tell me it's not true. By the time I'm finished explaining, Odakawa looks like she's gonna faint. You really don't remember anything? I kind of remember, and that's what makes me even madder. Oh, what have I done? It was my first time. Hey, did you slip me some drugs? No, I didn't. I'm a victim too. How can you say you're the victim after what you did to me? Ooh. Besides, why did you come inside of me? What are you gonna do if I get pregnant? I'm about to ovulate. But you said I could. What? I never say anything like that. Like I said, it's not fair to put all the blame on me. Besides, you enjoyed it. You shook your hips and had a good time. Shut up! Slam! Yeah! Hotokawa turns bright red. She doesn't know what to do with her anger. She punches me in the face. I take it right in the face and pass out. There's no trace of the Hotokawa I made love with earlier. Oh, it's too late now, but why did I do it with him? It's a nightmare. It's just a bad dream. Hotokawa is seriously regretting her actions. She can't hide her shock. Listen, you won't tell anyone about this. This is a mistake. I won't tell anyone. I shake my head as Hotokawa yells at me. I want you to know one thing. I didn't mean anything I said when we were in bed. My mind was not clear. I didn't have any control of what I was saying. Okay, I'll go along with that. Go along with it. No matter how you interpret it, that's the reality of it. No, I think he knows better. Don't be ridiculous. Don't be ridiculous. Do you really think I have those feelings for you? There's no way. The lady doth protest too much. Hotokawa exclaims desperately. She's in total denial. Suddenly, without warning, there's knocking on the door. Who is it? Hotokawa is startled. Hotokawa is startled. She jumps at least 3 foot and looks at the door. It's Nanami-chan. Nanami's cheerful voice comes from the other side of the door. If Nanami sees us like this, who knows what rumors will fly. Hang on! Don't come in yet! Hotokawa gathers her clothes, which are strewn everywhere, and shouts at Nonomiya. What are you doing? Get dressed! Hotokawa screams at me as she grabs the box of tissues. She takes a bunch of tissues and wipes off the mess on her body. Sure! She rushes me to put my clothes on. Hotokawa wipes and wipes, but the stuff keeps coming out of her crotch. She gets angry. She puts her panties on anyway and gets dressed with incredible speed. Rush, rustle, rustle. And finally, she covers the stained sheets with her comforter and hides the evidence and takes a deep breath. Hotokawa and I sit, but she can't cover up the smell. Hotokawa and I sit at the desk and begin studying as though nothing ever happened. Okay. The second she calls out, the door opens. Click. Good evening. Okay, so that's where I'm going to end it for now. Don't worry, we'll have more discipline tomorrow. We probably won't finish it, but we're very, very close. I say that, but I don't know how many more scenes. I know there's not many choices left. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's 6 choices left in the game. So we'll see how far we get. But at any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I'll see you guys next time on Grim Sentai Corner with more discipline. So stay tuned.